Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So, you know, as I was shutting the mics off, as we finished our Russian River beer, I had no idea, and I'm sorry, because I think you were trying to lead up to a surprise, talking about your favorite Russian River beer, and you pulled this bottle out, and I felt it was something I kind of owed to you, Tom, that we did a bonus segment for Beer Week on your favorite Russian River beer ever.
Yeah, and I'm going to stand by it. I mean, I love Intinction, the Sauvignon Blanc version. Like, Vinny makes so many amazing beers, but this, and part of it maybe it's just that we don't get it that often, but the Shadow of a Doubt Imperial Porter, I just found out it's 9.9%, so that's probably one of the reasons I like it as well, but it is a dark, rich, you know, lightly smoky, just perfectly balanced dark beer to me. And it's just one of those things where it's a beer without faults. And, you know, I've done a lot of beer judging in my day. And literally there's, you know, the number of things that I thought were perfect, you know, I could probably name on three fingers. One of them was a habanero mead because it was so well balanced between the brightness of the habanero flavor and the sweetness of the honey. And I'm just like, I don't know how I'd improve this. And if you said brew an imperial porter, this is the beer that would come to mind. And I'm like, how would I make something that could taste like Shadow of a Doubt? This would be my bullseye. This would be my triple 20, whatever you want to call it. This is the shot, the double bull. I just don't know how I'd improve this beer.
I love the film noir kind of label on it, and I think it kind of leads to the allure of this dark beer with this kind of tannish head, but I will tell you, you're right about the balancing point. This is one of those beers that kind of teeters very carefully on the edge of being too much of one thing and not enough another. Like, I get the alcohol from it. Yeah. I also get the roast from the malt, but one doesn't overtake the other. I have just enough of alcohol sense to know that I'm drinking a bigger beer.
Yeah.
But I also am not going, oh God, that's like drinking Everclear.
No, it's not burning, and it's got malt flavor, it's got roast flavor, it's got alcohol flavor, it has enough hop flavor to balance all of that. And, you know, like you said, it's got that film noir aspect. I mean, the Hitchcock film, Shadow of a Doubt, was filmed in Santa Rosa, which is why Vinny chose the name, one of their favorite movies. And I love it too because it's got a train on the label. I love trains. But, you know, this is just, as far as a dark beer goes, as far as any beer goes, when you think there is absolutely nothing that I would change about that beer to enjoy it more, you got to sit back and just enjoy that and think, man, this is what perfect tastes like.
You know, not having that connection to the beer, I taste this and my brain wonders what this would taste like out of a cask.
Oh, man, if they ever did a barrel-aged version of this.
When we say something can't be changed.
Is Vinny listening? Because hint, hint. Maybe I'll send you this podcast.
I think that's a good idea. You ship him this, and we see if we either we find a barrel-aged version of this showing up at O'Brien's, or maybe a cask to go in the beer engine.
I did once have the pleasure of pumping out a cask of Pliny the Elder with Vinny on a double beer engine for a competition way back when in the early 2000s, trying to see who could serve out the fastest cask in America. And I don't know if we won or not. I can't remember that part of it, but I know that it was a lot of fun trying to pump out 11 gallons of cask beer through a double engine as fast as possible.
Your forearms haven't got that much work since you were 14.
That's probably true.
Well, you know what? You definitely delivered beer.
Like I said, it's just not, and I do feel the same way about the Intinction Sauvignon Blanc, which is a blonde ale, aged sour, aged in Sauvignon Blanc barrels. Probably my favorite of their sour beer portfolio, and this is my favorite of what they'd consider kind of their pub portfolio, and naming my favorite hoppy beer by them would probably be problematic, but sentimentally, I'd probably go with Blind Pig. But man, if you had those three beers on tap, I'd probably be staring at the taps for about 10 minutes before I could figure out what I wanted to drink.
Trust me, I understand that when I go to the pub and I'm having breakfast, lunch, or whatever, as I'm blowing through town, and I see Blind Pig is on there, the only thing that will get me to not pick Blind Pig, Jalapeno Gold.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.